I'm Claire Jones, the producer of today's show, and I've got a couple of parish notices for you. It does get better off after I've left the stage, don't worry. In the event of an emergency, starting on a bright note, please be guided by the ushers on whichever level you're on. Please turn off any mobiles or anything that might bleep during the recording. And the most important thing of all, please laugh. You know, anything that you even suspect may be intended to be a joke, just laugh. Because the more that you give to our fantastic panellists and to our wonderful chairman, Nicholas Parsons, the more they'll give back to you. I would like to invite that wonderful chairman onto the stage, and please give him a fantastic and warm and rapturous applause, Mr. Nicholas Parsons.
And they get the scaffolding down, won't it? And it's fascinating being here. And of course, you're all fans of Just a Minute.
Yes. Yes.
Well, most of you, anyway. You know why we're here?
Yes.
We're here to make you laugh and entertain you. This show has been going now for 40. There's a camera there. Hello. You can't keep this up, you know. We've all got cameras. You're not supposed to do that. They'll be around in a minute.
I'm doing it now.
Reject you if you're not. This show's been going for 43 years.
Yay!
And at last we've got to Salford.
Yay!
Yes. No, I mean, it's very simple. And I'm fairly simple. That's the reason I've got the job. And we have a lot of fun. And of course, I always say this at the beginning because people always think that it's an audience show, there'll be a camera somewhere. Well, this isn't theatre, this isn't television, where the cameras get round and get shots of the audience enjoying themselves and laughing and so forth. It's radio. So it's an unseen audience. In fact, if you don't let them know that you've arrived, let the listeners know you arrived, you know, you may not as well hear. So you can see, the more you can respond to what we do, you know, the happier we will be and the more rewarded you will be. Because in a few weeks' time, when you'll be listening to the show and you knew that you were in that audience and you didn't actually hear yourselves laughing or reacting, you'd feel such fools. So you can see, as Claire, our producer, said when she came on, if there's anything at all amusing or even if... Oh, I'm taking photographs. Hello. Are you the official one?
Yes.
You're waiting until I was going, eh, like that. That's what you're doing. And so then, at all, I said, as Claire said, anything at all amusing, I said, please express yourselves here and now. Don't wait till it's all over when you're out in the street afterwards and turn to your friend and say, wasn't it droll? And he said, we want it here now. So please express yourselves here, let it all flow. Now, are there any questions? Good, because we don't have any time. Because I think you'd like me now to introduce the four brilliant, talented people who are going to play Just a Minute. And they're waiting in the wings.
One moment.
Yes,
you wouldn't mind.
Who are you?
I'm Trevor Dan. I'm the chief executive of this year's Radio Academy, which is staging the radio festival here.
Oh, yes.
And they've given me just 1 minute.
1 minute.
To talk about the...
Are you going to be on the show?
I would love to be one. I want to just talk very briefly about the BBC's longest running presenter. I'm amazed he's not in the UK Radio Hall of Fame already. We were hoping to present this award tonight at the Hall of Fame dinner. Unfortunately, he's unable to make it, so we thought we would do it now. And you can all join me in congratulating Nicholas Parsons for being inducted into it.
table. Oh, you're so kind and generous, not in the academy, but all you lovely people standing on your feet like that. I just think I go home now. I don't think it's... No.